This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's Attorney General says he will defend in-state tuition programs for undocumented students. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Attorney General Phil Weiser told the education site Chalkbeat Colorado that the state's program is on firm legal ground. A court order recently ended Texas's in-state college tuition program for undocumented students. And the Trump administration has proposed legal challenges to programs in Kentucky and Minnesota. The administration maintains such programs are discriminatory to out-of-state students who pay more in tuition. Colorado's law says students must have attended a Colorado high school or been physically present in the state for at least 1 year. The Attorney General says that law doesn't violate federal law. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Senator John Hickenlooper has a bill to continue snowpack monitoring and forecasting. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Hickenlooper is working with Utah Senator John Curtis on the bill to reauthorize the Bureau of Reclamation's Snow Water Supply Forecasting Program through 2031. It also increases how much money goes to the program to just over $32 million over 5 years. Snowmelt provides a lot of water for Colorado and downstream states, and Hickenlooper says better snow monitoring will lead to more accurate water predictions, especially as much of the West remains in drought. The House version of the bill, introduced by Colorado Representatives Jeff Hurd and Joe Neguse, was recently voted out of committee and heads to the floor. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's drought is getting worse. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo says things started getting worse in the past month.
It was great in May. It was about 3.5 inches of rain in May. Since then, storms have been a little few and far between. Drought conditions, unfortunately, worsening.
It's especially serious in western Colorado. Hidalgo says the eastern side of the state is doing a little better. An executive order on homelessness could seriously affect Metro Denver.
The government could pull funding or even launch criminal investigations.
It takes aim at strategies that are common around the country and could require a new approach. And what could happen in Colorado is later in this hour. This is CPR News.